Get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
At halftime, it's Cass City by 10, 32-22 over the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets. In that first half, Bailey Hines for Bad Axe had 3 points out of three in the second quarter. Austin Trammell had a three in the first quarter for 3 points. Ben Braden with 6 points on him in the second quarter. James Canarian with 6 points, a three in each quarter. He currently has 3 fouls, and Tyler Labor has 4 points. They had 18 fouls in that first half. Canarian really the only one in foul trouble with 3. Labor and Krug both have 2 fouls. Interesting thing, in my opinion, John, is that Bad Axe didn't shoot a single free throw in that first half.
Well, you know, they're not. You can't get to the foul line if you're not going to go ahead and feed the post, and that's usually where a lot of your fouls will come in. There's only basically 2 post feeds that I can remember, and one time he kicked it out, and the next time Will Sutton went ahead and thought it was time for me to take it to the hoop, and it didn't work either. You're getting a situation where the Hatchets are looking for the tray and the tray only, and there's not really too many opportunities to go ahead and be fouled in that kind of situation.
What's the shot chart look like for Bad Axe?
Bad Axe came out just cold, absolutely cold. They in the first quarter they were 18%, 2 for 11. It looked like Cass City, they warmed up on the bus because they were 6 for 17, 35%. Now, Bad Axe did warm up in the second quarter. They were 7 for 17, 41%. Grand total for the half of the Hatchets was 9 for 28, 32%, which is decent. For the Red Hawks from Cass City, their second quarter was just phenomenal. They took 10 shots, hit 5, 50%. Totally for the half, the Cassidy Redhawks are shooting 11 for 27, 40%, and those kind of numbers will get you a win on the road.
Yes, indeed. For Cassidy individual scoring, Cody Orban leads all scorers with 16, 8 in the first quarter and 8 in the second quarter. 4 free throws, 2 threes, and 3 layups for Orban, the point guard for this Cassidy Redhawk team. Colin Hartwick hit a 3 in the first quarter. That's all he has. Jacob Perry, 2 free throws in the second quarter for 2 points. Cody Ross, 2 points in the second quarter. Curtis Dickinson hit a 3 in the second quarter for 3 points. And Cole Israelson with 6 points, 4 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. And he has 1 missed free throw. Cass City as a team is shooting 6-for-7 from the free throw line for 85.7%. Not too bad on the road, John.
Not too bad at all. For the Hatchets, though, it seemed like the wind went out of the sails a little bit when James Canarian picked up his third foul. And, yeah, let's face it, he is a steadying influence. He's a senior. He's been here before. He knows exactly what it needs to go ahead and defeat the Cass City Redhawks. They've done it before.
If this game were to end as it is right now, Cass City winning. Typically, Cass City scores in a win on the road 44 points. So far, they already have 32, so they blow that one out by about 20 points on their average. One interesting thing, though, Bad Axe averages in loss at home. They only score 43 points, and they're on track right there for 44 at the moment. So that's kind of an interesting stat, as both teams 3-2 on the season overall. First league game tonight between these two teams in the West. Both teams have their moments of glory, but it seems like there's still mental breakdowns on both sides of the ball.
This is a game of spurts. And let's face it, Cass City got off to the first spurt, had a 10-point lead right off the bat before Bad Axe even knew what hit him. And then Bad Axe started doing some maneuvers on him that would get them in the ball game. They were basically controlling the tempo. And then it happened again.
Second half action is going to be coming up in about 60 seconds. We'll be back right after this on WLEW Sports. It's Cass City 32, Bad Axe 22 at the half. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. We are ready to begin in the second half. Cass City leading by 10, 32-22 over the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe will get the ball to begin the second half in their white jerseys with yellow stripes down the side, blue lettering. Turmel out there, as well as Canarian. Will Sutton, Benton Braden, and number 25. That would be Tyler Labor for the Hatchets. And they pass it to Turmel from the right wing for three, and he hits it to start the second half. Bad Axe comes out firing. Turmel with six.
I was just going to say, too much dribble, and look what goes in.
It's 32-25. Cass City now by 7 as they take a 3 from the left wing. This one's good. By number 5, Lucas Shank, his first points of the night, pushes it back to a 10-point lead. Both teams come out and hit a 3 right off the bat. We played 30 seconds. Canary on the right wing. Sets up, tries to feed it into the post. Number 44, Will Sutton. Israelson nearly picked it off. He has about a 6-inch advantage on Will Sutton. And Jim Quinn takes a timeout as Braden was trapped in the corner by the Cass City defense. A 30-second timeout. John, what is Cass City showing on defense here to start the second half?
Yeah, they haven't really switched anything up. They're playing their 2-1-2 zone. They don't really respect the inside whatsoever. So they're pulling it out, and they're challenging the three-point shooters that the Hatchets have. And that's proper. That's as what they should. I think what Bad Axe was trying to do in that last possession was try to feed the post and get them to go ahead and collapse on them, get a little kick out, and you have a tray shot again.
It took Bad Axe to score in this game 6 minutes in the first quarter before they got on the board, and at that point it was 10-0. And now they trail by 10 in the third quarter. It's 7:14 left in the third quarter. Cass City 35, Bad Axe 25. Bad Axe with the ball in front of their own bench on the left side of a radio. Turmel at midcourt, dribbles it up, dribbling to his right side to the right wing, over to Braden, deeper into the wing, dribbles right into the post, goes up for the runner. This one's off the mark, rebound by himself, though, goes up for the shot, and he draws the foul, and he's going to be heading the line for two.
That was a nice individual effort by Ben Braden.
Braden has 6 points on the night and a few steals to boot. And draws the foul against the big man, number 45, Cole Israelson, the 6'8" center for Cass City. That's his second. Cass City's first of the half. Braden at the line shooting two. The first one's up and it's good.